I have a story today. My story is entitled Serious Things Tomorrow, But Not Today. You've often heard people say about that, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, but not today, I'm too busy. This story is told about a Grecian ruler, and he lived many years ago, and he was a very selfish man, and he lived for pleasure and parties and a good time, and a lot of people hated him, and some people even plotted to kill him. Well, he had a friend far away in Athens who had heard about these people who were going to kill him. So this friend wrote a letter, sent it to the king, and the messenger arrived to the king, and the king was busy holding a great feast when the messenger arrived, and the messenger went right into the feast because it was important that he get this letter to him. And he was admitted when he was told, the king was told that there was an important message for him. And he took him in, and the messenger said, this is a letter, and it's very important, and I've been told to deliver it to you. It has serious things in it. Well, the king was drinking quite a bit and having a good time. And, oh, well, he said, that's all right. I'll read the letter tomorrow. I'm having a good time now. I'll leave serious things for tomorrow. And he went on with his party and his pleasure. After his party was over, on the way out, those that had plotted to kill the king had come. He, not knowing that their plot and their plan that was all revealed in that letter, they rushed upon him, and they killed him. The serious things that he was going to think about was there, but he wasn't there tomorrow. He was gone. Maybe you're like that. Maybe you say, oh, I'm only young now. I'm going to wait till I get older and have my time. Then I'll think about those serious things when I get older. That was a mistake the king made, a fatal mistake that the king made. I hope you won't make a fatal mistake in not thinking about the things of eternity. Remember, boys and girls, that if you die in your sins, you can't go where the Lord Jesus is. You have to go to the wrong place. But if you trust the Lord Jesus and come to Him as a sinner and trust Him as your Savior, then you'll go to the right place. Don't leave the serious, important things for tomorrow, but be saved right today by taking the Lord Jesus into your life. Do it and be saved today. Thanks again for listening. And be saved today.